Hello.
I love my new job.
Honey, you're screaming.
You bet your ass I am. I just had the best first day ever. The kitchen, twice as big as Alessandro's.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and clean, not just health department clean, Monica clean.
Awesome.
Oh, and the people are so nice. There's this one guy, Jeffrey, he's the maitre d'. Chandler, you will love him. He is without a doubt the funniest guy I have ever met.
Nice.
I know.
You need both hands for that?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah.
Well, how's this?
You two holding hands. Is this getting serious?
I, you know.
Have you not talked about it yet? Am I making you uncomfortable? If you were bigger, you'd hit me, huh?
I'm sorry. It's obviously way too early for us to be having that conversation.
Is it?
Maybe not, is it?
Okay. When I got divorced, I didn't think I'd feel this way about someone for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I didn't think I'd meet someone like you. And this may be crazy soon, but I want you to have this. No, not that's gum.
Oh.
Whoa, $5. I love it when that happens. You know? It's like, no, it's there.
I know, Mike, why don't you keep digging?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's a key. To be honest, I think I'd prefer the $5.
It's to my apartment.
Oh, wow. Ooh, big step for Phoebe and Mike.
Yeah, look, and I don't want you to feel like you have to give me your key just because...
Oh, no, I want to.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow, I'm starting to think I'd never meet someone that, you know, I wanted to do this with. Here you go.
This is cool, huh?
It really is.
Oh, I know it. It is amazing. These little things open doors.
So I don't go back to work for another 4 weeks, but we would like our nanny to start right away so that Emma could get a chance to know her.
I think that's really smart. The easier we can make the transition for her, the better.
That's great. Great. So do you have any questions for us?
Not really.
All right. Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Really nice to meet you. And we will call you.
Oh, you know, wait. I do have one question.
Yeah.
Do you guys do random drug testing?
Boy, we hadn't really thought of that.
That's cool. But if you do, I'm going to need 3 days' notice.
Okie dokie. Never gonna find a nanny.
Oh, come on, Rach. We will. I promise. We have more interviews. And worst comes to worst, we can always reconsider the first one we met with.
What, the blonde with no bra?
She was blonde? Just a sec. Okay. This one's name is Sandy. She's got a degree in early childhood education. She worked for her last family for 3 years.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Sandy.
And she's a little mannish.
is this a bad time?
No, it's a great time. Come in. Wow! Hi! Oh, my gosh. What are you doing here? Are you back from Minsk?
Well, just for a couple of days. I'm here to explain to the people who gave us our grant why it's a positive thing that we've spent all their money and accomplished nothing.
Who cares? It got you here.
Well, it got me to New York anyway, and then I got in a cab at the airport, and the guy said, where to? And I just gave him your address. I didn't even think about it.
Wow. Where's your luggage?
Damn it.
All right. Well, so I'll call the cab.
Well, we can call them later. Can I just stand there for a moment? Boy. There's an old Russian expression. It goes, Что я яздис вижу, ой. Roughly translated, that means this thing that I'm looking at, wow.
Thank you. God, no, you should see me when... Oh, actually, no, I look pretty good.
Are you kidding? You know when you don't see someone for a long time and you kind of build them up in your head and then you start thinking, well, come on, don't be crazy. Nobody's that beautiful, but, well, you are. Well, so, well, are you seeing anyone?
No. I'm the worst person ever. How can I not tell David that I'm seeing Mike? Maybe he didn't give you a chance. He said, are you seeing someone? And I said, no.
Oh, well, that'd have been your window.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was looking in his eyes and I was just thinking, oh my God, it's David. David's here. He's so irresistible.
Really? The scientist guy?
Really? Chandler?
Continue.
Oh. Okay, then it gets worse, because then I told him that I would see him tomorrow night.
Phoebe?
I know! Evil! And I like Mike so much, you know? It's just going really well. Oh, my God!
Wow, isn't it ironic that David would show up on the same day that you and Mike exchange keys?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, and given my lifelong search for irony, you can imagine how happy I am.
What are you gonna do?
I mean, I guess I just have to tell David that nothing can happen between us. Unless I don't. You know, complicated moral situation, no right, no wrong.
You have to tell David.
Okay, I knew I should have had this conversation with Joey.
Funniest guy she's ever met. I'm funny, right? What do you know? You're a door. You just like knock-knock jokes. Save it for inside.
Hey!
So, Oklahoma's a crazy place. You know, they call it the Sooner State. Frankly, I'd sooner be in any other state. Hey, what's with Oklahoma having a panhandle? Could all states have stuff like that? Hey, yeah, I'm from the waistband of Wyoming. But when I was 7, we headed over to the crotch.
Was your cabin pressurized?
And don't get me started on the way that people from Tulsa talk.
Okay.
What's with the word y'all? You know, just two words just pushed together? Are we all allowed to do that? Because if so, I say, why stop there? You know, your new poodle could be your noodle. And fried chicken could be frickin'. Waiter, excuse me, I'll have the frickin'. See, that's funny with the frickin', right?
No, it just reminded me of something this guy did today at work. I told you about that funny guy, Jeffrey, right?
Yeah, he came up.
Well, he did this bit. You probably had to be there, but it was Liza Minnelli locked in our freezer eating a raw chicken.
Oh! Were you there?
No, but it sounds like it was frickin' funny.
I really do understand how hard it's got to be to leave your child with another person. I mean, it's like leaving behind a piece of your heart.
Sandy, that's exactly what it is.
Are you gay?
Boss!
It's okay. I get that a lot doing what I do. Mm-hmm. But I am straight. I'm engaged, actually. Oh. Her name's Delia.
Oh, that's pretty.
Dear, you're just like a guy who's an Annie.
I realize how it's a bit unorthodox for some people, but I really believe the most satisfying thing you can do with your life is take care of a child.
Okay.
Like at my last job, I met Daniel when he was 3 weeks old, and I got to watch him grow into this awesome person. When I left, I said, I'll see you soon. He said to me, it's good, Andy. That was his name for me.
Oh,
I'll see you every day, right in...
Yeah, kids say all kinds of crap.
God, she must need her diaper changed.
No, I can take care of that if you want.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay.
I love him.
Oh, come on. He's a guy.
So, he's smart, he's qualified. Give me one good reason we shouldn't try him out.
Because it's weird.
Why?
Well, what kind of job is that for a man? A nanny? I mean, it's like if a woman wanted to be...
Yes?
King?
I hope you don't mind. I use some of my homemade lotion on Emma. It's a mixture of calendula and honey cream. It'll dry that rash right up. Plus, it keeps the hands young.
That's great! I'm sorry. It's just such an emotional thing when you're welcomed into a new family.
Oh, God, come here.
You gotta be at least bi.
I need you to set me up for a joke. Later, when Monica's around, I need you to ask me about fire trucks.
Ooh, I don't know, Chandler. I'm not so good with remembering lines.
Well, thank God your livelihood doesn't depend on it.
I know, right?
Why are we doing this? Monica says that her maitre d' is the funniest guy she's ever met.
Seriously? She actually said that?
Yes. Am I crazy to be this upset?
No. Being funny is your thing.
Yeah.
Without that, you just got lame with women.
Yeah.
Hi. There you are.
Fire trucks!
Wow. You look even more beautiful than you did yesterday.
Oof.
In fact, I'm going to kiss you now.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I can't get away with stuff like that. It sounded sexy in my head, so I...
No, it's not that. Remember when you asked me if I was seeing someone and I said no? Well, I am. His name's Mike.
Oh. Oh.
I should have told you.
No. Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. I understand. Mm-hmm. Well, are you happy with this guy?
I am happy.
Damn it. I'm sorry. I don't mean that. I want you to be happy. But only with me. No, that's not fair. Now, who cares? Leave him. I don't mean that. Yes, I do. I'm sorry. I think I should probably go.
Well, but if David, I just want you to know that, you know, telling you this is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Well, just so you know, hearing it wasn't exactly a Vladnik carnival either. Can we at least hug goodbye?
Of course, yeah. know, a kiss on the cheek wouldn't be totally inappropriate.
No, no.
I mean...
In Minsk?
Yeah.
It's two on each cheek, mm-hmm. and one on the lips.
Well, if that's what they do in Minsk. In New York, it's...
Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Sandy was just telling me about how he proposed to his fiance, and it was so beautiful.
Well, her favorite flower is the camellia from the poem.
I can't hear it again.
You know, I can't tell it again.
But I'm fine never having heard it. Rich, can I see you for a sec?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Do you realize that man has cried in our apartment 3 times? Huh? I haven't cried that many times since I moved in.
Look, Ross, Sandy's just sensitive, that's all.
Okay, see, that is the problem. He is too sensitive.
What, too sensitive to take care of our baby?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, that guy, he's amazing.
Sandy made Madeline's.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. What kind of a guy makes delicate French cookies, huh? They're not even butch manly cookies with chunks.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, I never thought of you as a guy who needed his men to be men, you know? Because I got to tell you, Ross, it's not like you just came in from branding cattle.
Hey, there's sensitive and there's too sensitive.
Okay, what? What is too sensitive? I can't do this. It's bad.
But it's nice. And nice is good. Mm-hmm. And good is not bad. Ergo, we should keep kissing.
No.
But ergo.
Look, David, if you had never left, then, yeah, we'd probably still be together right now. But you did leave, and I'm with Mike, and I really care about him.
Goodbye. Что я здесь вижу? Ой.
Oh, yeah, the key works.
And you, thanks for the face massage. Thank you.
Did Rachel tell you we hired a male nanny?
Yeah, I think that's great.
Oh, really? Did she tell you he plays the recorder, recites poetry, and bakes madeleines?
Oh, how are they?
Lighter than air, but that's not the point. Hey. Rachel and I hired a male nanny.
Really? Guys do that? That's weird.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like a woman wanting to be a...
A what? A what? What's the end of that sentence?
Yes, what is the end of that sentence?
A penis model. Anyway, hey, did you tell Chandler that some guy from work is the funniest guy you ever met?
Yeah, so?
Wow.
Really, do you not know Chandler?
Is that why he's acting so weird? He's jealous? Oh my God, that is crazy. It's not like I'm attracted to Jeffrey.
So what? Being funny is Chandler's thing, you know? Like, Ross's thing is...
Science? Academia? Being a good father?
No.
I can't believe he's that upset about this.
Monica, you're gonna have to do some damage control here, okay? Because he's feeling like... Hey! What are you guys talking about?
Rachel and I hired a male nanny.
You got a man who's a nanny? You got a manny? You know, I don't mind a male nanny, but I do draw the line at male wet nurse. I would have brought more pizza.
Okay, stop it, you stop it.
What is so funny about that?
I don't know. It's well, just the way you say it. I mean, you're funny. You got that funny thing. You're a funny guy.
Did you tell her what we talked about? Yeah. So those were pity laughs? Pity laughs?
Honey, listen. You have nothing to worry about with Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah? Is he funnier than me?
Well, you're different funny. I mean, you're more sarcastic and well, he does bits and impressions and limericks.
I do limericks. There once was a man named Chandler whose wife made him die inside.
Honey, you know I think you're hilarious. Come on, you know that joke you told me last week? The one about Jerry Lewis and the girl with the lazy eye? That slayed me.
Hey, I made up that joke and told it to you.
Not knowing when to shut up.
Yep, that's my thing.
Yep. So, how many guys have your key?
No. It's not as bad as it looks. Really, I was saying goodbye to an old friend.
Your lipstick's on his mouth.
We just happen to wear the same shade.
No, David and I did used to go out, but years ago. And he lives in Minsk. He's only in town for a couple days.
Did you,
No.
Kiss him?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yes, but you should know, she really likes you. In fact, I don't think you realize just how lucky you are, fella.
Don't point your finger at me.
Why? What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'll just show you what I'm going to do about it.
Oh, really?
You want some of that?
Oh, really? Huh?
I can do it, okay? Stop it! Before someone gets really hurt!
Here, David, you should just go.
All right. If I ever do come back from Minsk, well, you just better watch out.
Well, if I ever go to Minsk, you better watch out.
Oh, you're going to Minsk?
Well, I might.
Really? Well, if you do, come in the spring. It's just lovely there.
Okay, well, guys.
Well, goodbye, Phoebe.
Bye.
Hey, what are you, kidding me?
Righto. Take good care of her.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. If you want your key back, I totally understand.
It's never going to happen again, right?
Right. Never. I swear.
I just want to say, if you do ever come to Minsk, that's my number. We'll party up Blodnik style.
Sounded like three blind mice.
No, three blind mice goes like this.
I swear to God.
Who's up for puppets?
Me, I'm up for puppets.
Well,
please welcome the Snuffle Bumps.
Who wants to be Mr. Wiggle Munch? And who's going to be the Grumpus?
Okay, okay. How exactly is a two-month-old supposed to appreciate puppets?
Actually, studies have shown that the movement and colors help their cerebral development. The whimsical characters are just for us.
I want to be Mr. Wiggle Munch.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess we know who's going to be the Grumpus.
Kind of rude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please apologize to Sandy and the Snuffle Bumps for me.
You know, he was just doing his job.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm the only one who isn't in love with Gary Poppins out there. But I can't go through with this.
Oh, come on.
No, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I would never force you to hire someone you were this uncomfortable with.
Oh, that's true.
Thank you.
Well, you're the one who wants to fire him, so you're going to have to go do it.
So you see, Wiggle Munch, that's why it's important to share.
I am learning so much from you.
Well, I'm off to Tulsa, so if your maitre d' friend has any funny Oklahoma jokes, tell him to email me at www.hahanotsomuch.com.
Honey, you can relax. Last night at work, Jeffrey told this really sexist joke. After that, not so funny anymore.
Really? Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. You gotta keep it smart, people.
Okay. What's that polite? You know I love you.
I love you, too. And I like you as friends.
All right. See you later.
See ya.
Did the guy really make that joke?
Nah, he still kills me. Last night, he had me laughing so hard, I swear, a little pee came out.
Here it goes. I can't watch. It's like firing Elmo.
Sandy.
Hi.
Hi.
We kind of need to talk. I'm afraid it's not working out.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, Rachel and I think you are great with Emma. We just feel...
You feel!
I just feel that the chemistry isn't right. I'm sorry. We're more than happy to give you a good recommendation.
And oh, no, that's okay. I've had a lot of offers from other families. I just picked you guys because I liked you the best.
Oh, damn you, Giller!
Anyway, well, I'm glad there's no hard feelings.
No, none at all. You need to be happy with who's ever in your home. Although, if you don't mind telling me, what was your problem? Maybe it's something I can work on in the future.
No, you know, it's nothing you did. It's my issue.
What is it? Please?
You know, I'm just not that comfortable with a guy who's as sensitive as you.
That's fair. Although, can I ask, why do you think that is?
Why? I don't know. maybe because of my father?
Mm.
I mean, you know, when I was growing up, he was kind of a tough guy. You know, and as a kid, I wasn't the athlete I am now.
I play squash.
Anyway, I always got the feeling he thought I was too sensitive.
That must have been hard.
It was hard. I remember I was in my bedroom playing with my dinosaurs. Playing and learning. And my father walks in and says, what are you doing with those things? What's wrong with you? Why aren't you outside playing like a real boy?
But you are a real boy.
I know I am. And when it's summer and it's hot, why can't you wear a tank top?
It's all right. Crying is good. It lets the boo-hoos out.
Here comes the boar.
Guest stars on an all-new Scrubs, NBC2.